When looking toward the altar, one sees a painting that at first appears calm and simple. But the longer one looks, the more details become visible. At the center stands Jesus, clearly presented in a historically Jewish form with characteristic features such as a head covering and side locks. In the Protestant church art of that time, this was rather unusual. Next to him stands a small figure that at first seems childlike. Yet it is probably not a child at all, but rather an adult woman represented in childlike size, as suggested by the unusually serious facial features. This may be connected to the biblical verse that the Women's Association placed above the image when donating the altar. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child shall never enter it, according to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. The painter Fritz Schulerus in 1892 apparently wanted to show how an adult person, despite all life experience, can still be accepted by Jesus if they receive the kingdom of God like a child, openly and trustingly. In the lower part of the painting, a water jug can be seen, and in the background, a spring in the rocks into which water drips from above. This refers to the encounter between Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well in the Gospel of John in chapter 4. Here, the living water and the salvation that comes from the Jews are mentioned. Fritz Schulerus therefore combines the central elements of the Samaritan woman story with the idea that even an adult can receive the kingdom of God like a child. The Jewish representation of Jesus gains special meaning in this context. And yet, this detail could easily have become a provocation. Fritz Schulerus had studied in Munich in the years before creating the altarpiece. Only a few years earlier, Max Liebermann had caused a scandal there with his painting of the 12-year-old Jesus in the temple, in which Jesus was visibly portrayed as Jewish. Liebermann later altered the painting. We do not know exactly with what thoughts Fritz Schulerus painted his Jesus for the Church of Seligstadt, but his painting still stands there today, unchanged.